Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
So we were reading how Krishna became so greedy to taste the love of Radhika that he wants to come like her, in her mood. So by relishing Radha Prema, he who is Paramananda, the supreme bliss, gets more Ananda, 100 times, 1,000 more times Ananda. So Radha Prema is so Ananda Prada, pleasure giving. So that greed develops in Krishna.
Translate.
How can I become Ashraya Jatiya? How can I relish it? How can I become the abode of love? He accepted the mood and complexion of Radhika.
Ashraya. Ashraya is, we say, the Guru Ashraya. Why we say Guru Ashraya? Because we don't know about Radha and Krishna. That day when we sit the Ashraya, we have no idea about what is Vashya, what is Sarja. The honestly, the Sarja is the only way to reach some place. Like you coming to India. So you take the shelter of one flight and take one seat, and you have to sit on that seat, flight and same seat, till your goal is not coming. This is ashram. You not jump out from your seat, because this seat is for you, and you cannot move from that seat. Ashraya means you have to stay till your goal is not there, reaching. The point is the goal. You took the ashraya till reaching to the goal. So, ashraya of Guru is bringing to the ashraya of Radhika. Guru is not bringing ashraya of Krishna. The goal is Krishna, not ashraya. So Radhika teaches, if you took my ashraya, I will give you my vision and my feeling to understand. That is Manjari Bhav. That is your spiritual body. She gave this mercy to us. You realize, because you took my ashraya, I give my spiritual body to you, as a blessing to realize this. That is the mercy of Vashti. And this ashraya is so important that Krishna also wants to realize this. He is a goal. Goal wants to realize this taste of ashraya, of love. So this God become Chaitanya. This ashraya is more important than Vishaya goal. Now you see that Jesus life, I say you, Jesus is an ashraya tattva. is a circle. But at the same time, Vishaya was the father.
Object of love.
Object. But they say father, son become father. What? Because they want, father also want to relish this Ashraya as a son of the things. Is also, they say na, son become father. Why? Because the father wants to relish in the mood of son of his taste, of love. So the object, the goal, also wants to relish the love. So this Krishna wants to be a Radhika to feel that love and to share to how is a relishment of that love. So that's a very important point. We neglect this and we never understand Krishna because of that. This is the reality that Asha makes you to ready. Guru Asha. What is Guru Asha? The circle of Guru is so that they become like a lover. Day and night his mind is coming to the Guru's thinking. And one day, this Guru is changed in Radhika. Guru disappear and Radharani is only coming in my mind. The Guru is a way. Jesus says, I am the way to teach you. What is meaning? Way is this. This is the only way. No other way is that. If there is other way, no way. This is only way. That if you take the shelter of one place, you learn how to take the shelter. And this shelter will give you one by one everything. And this is the way.
And the truth, the way and the life.
Yeah. And this is the only way.
No other
way. If you follow me, you know the way. This is the realized soul. Say, Mahajan also say, this is the way. You follow me, you will go reach the goal. Only the person who has got the divine relation with the Lord, they know the way. This divine vision is only coming with Sarup and Sarup Siddhi, Prabhupada word. Sarup is your physical. Sarup means form. One is physical form and one is spiritual form. Sarup is my spiritual form of the soul. That is Sarup. Like Jesus has also Sarup as the Son. This is his Sarup. And what is my Sarup? Nothing. If I have nothing, then I am no in that way. Understand? The Sarup is very important to realize. Then really I am on the way and I really follow the way of love. Sarup is important and perfection in that Sarup, living, never change my Sarup. Even at the time of crucifixion, not forget that what you are. Dying time also you have to remember your Sarup. That is the beauty of the Siddhi. This is Siddhi, perfection. That is perfection. That any circumstances, even I have to die, I will never forget what I am. That is perfection. Prabhupada is writing Sarup and Sarup Siddhi. When this decision will come in our life, then we are in the way. If not, then we are not in the way. We are doing something religious, but it's nothing spiritual. Passing my time in goodness, but it's nothing, we are going to reach some place. Passing is one thing, and really living in that is one thing. I live in this. I don't want to go out. I come out for something and go again back to live in that consciousness. That is ashram. I always think in that point.
So now Gurudev Narayan Maharaj is explaining how Krishna is taking ashraya in Radha Prem. I do not know what strength there is in Radha Prem, he says.
What is the strength of Radha Prem? We don't know. Unlimited. Alladani. So nobody can know Allad. Even the Krishna, Allad, Krishna don't know my Allad, how much is the highest. This is the Allad of Krishna. And he don't assess how much is this. So I want to test that.
Although I am all-knowing, this I don't know.
Yeah. I know this, that this is my Allah, my happiness, but I don't understand how much. Wow. Because I never test this. And without testing yourself, you will never understand this. Even the God cannot understand. What about us? Krishna, he don't know. He's Allah. How much is highest is this? He say, I don't understand this. How you will understand, my dear, who has no connection with this? Without practicing that, without practicing that, is not possible. It's not God consciousness that you are God and I go to ask you and I want to give my sin and I want something from you. This is very easy. This doing is very easy. So this approach is more easy. But doing something is very difficult. And doing ready to crucify myself, die myself for that, is very different. That means if you are ready to die for this, that is the purity of love. Then you understand something. Distress, happiness, pain is nothing happening to me. All circumstances coming and going, but I am always not want to leave you. That is ashram. In any circumstances, it will come and go, but I will never leave you. Right?
Krishna says, I do not know because he is mad.
Mad? I never mad. I am very conscious. I am intelligent. I have too many philosophy. I am not a mad person. But my lovers are mad. They don't know the philosophy. They don't put the logic. They don't do tattva vichar. No, nothing. They are mad. They don't calculate in the mind. They only use their heart. That madness I want to test. How they become mad for me. So beautiful. How they become mad for me? Krishna is anxious to know that. What is with me? I'm a black guy. I'm a naughty person. I steal butter and take clothes of the gopis. Why they mad for me? What they find on me? I want to realize that madness of them. I want to test that. Why become mad for me?
A mad fellow does not know what he is doing.
You see? That's how. Tattva vichar. God will give tattva vichar. And rasa vichar. Radhika will give only rasa. Tears will come to you. No mind, logic will enter. Intelligentsia you need for that. You need to melt your heart on it. Krishna says, sarva dharmani pratyaje. Are leave all these religious activities and thoughts. This is not helping you. It's only keeping you in material consciousness. If you are very materially, then you do this dharma. But if you want to become mad, forget this, leave it here. So, ma may come. Ma means to come to me, and so then I will bring to my ekam, my one, this
pleasure-giving
potency. To Radhika. When you will come to me, I will brush you, clean you, and then I will make you fit to Mahamika.
I will brush and clean you.
This is the point. Who can give? His lover. Only the Krishna is lover, Radhika. Only Krishna can give to his lover. And Radhika can give his lover. Who is other capable to do this? No one. Krishna's lover is Radhika. And Radhika's lover is Krishna. If the Radhika wants to give his lover, Radhika, you have to go to Radhika. And if you want to come to Radhika, you have to go to Krishna that you give the shelter of your
pleasure-giving
potency, that I can be always in the pleasure. You know?
Gurudev,
yeah.
I think you're also mad.
No, I'm a concert.
Because usually Guru Ashray will give to Krishna and then you said, Krishna will brush and clean us and give to Radhika, but I think you give us directly to Radhika in this madness. This is
your rascal. I have no qualification. If she accepts me like a her Darcy maid servant, I feel by listening this I will feel fortunate. I want to relish her dust and flavor. What you say? Fragrance. From distance, you see, always I kill you.
Best.
I live in your fragrance, flavor. The smell is only I want to smell. This eyes want to see only to you. I have no interest with your lover. What? No.
He is mad anyway, Gaudi.
No, he's a cheater for me. I don't want to relate anything with him. Because of my Swamini, we give place to him. Because to make her happy. If not, then I have no interest. This is Manjari Bhav. Gopi Bhav is this, and Sakhi Bhav is this, that I only interested in Krishna. And I want to make a relation with Radhika to make my goal easy. Why? Because they are friends. And when I know Radhika, I will say, I am your friend, but in privately I will try to make my relation with Krishna when I will catch her. This is Sakhi and Gopi Bhav. But Manjari has no interest. They are Nitya Siddha, but they have this desire. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all gopis, Sadhan Siddha, Nitya Siddha, they have all this desire. But the Kripa Siddha, who got the mercy from Gurudev, who got the mercy from the Vaishnava, who got the mercy from the Brajaraj, they want to be a kinkari of Radhika, to be always with her. No business with Krishna. No thinking for Krishna. Mind is going for Krishna, means you are apradhi. You are not kinkari. Apradhi, you cannot be a kinkari. Radha Dasi, she will not bring you to the Nibbata Nikunja to sit under the bed and help me. Never. You will be always out. You are not reliable like Rati Manjari and Rup Manjari. We are Rupanuga. Why we are Rupanuga? To follow Manjari Bhav. This is Mahaprabhu's gift for us. There are many Rasik in Vrindavan. I know all Rasiks. But this is the super high. I'm telling you, super. There is no higher than this mood of Chaitanya. Every place Sakhi Abhav, married couple. He has no married couple. Why? Because every moment will be fresh and new. Difficulty will come for meeting, and freshness will be in meetings. So is the Parakriya. You can meet with your wife without any question from others. But if you have to meet to love her, then you have to privately plan with her. And you need one helper who can coordinate your meeting that nobody understands we are meeting. This meeting is very relishing. And this relishment only Radhika and Krishna want to relish in a Braja Bhumi. Even Goloka, they help Sakya. This pastime is happening in Goloka Vrindavan. So this Vrindavan is the highest for this Rasi, who is meditating in Parakriya Bhava in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't want to leave Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. They have no interest to go. Goloka, this Goloka, they have interest in Vrindavan. Braja Bhumi. What we see, this is the Bhava Vrindavan. And in this Vrindavan, that is the Divya Vrindavan, Divine Vrindavan. Then you will start meditating in Bhava Vrindavan, start living here, you will start looking Divine Vrindavan in this Vrindavan.
I do not know what power there is in Radha Prem that it makes me so mad. Radha Prem is my guru.
Yeah.
I am her disciple.
Right. This is the Guru teaching. Why the Guru is Balaram? Because he is the brother of Krishna. And same time, Guru is Anang Manjari, Nityananda. Same one person, two nature. One is the nature of the brother talking about Krishna. And one is the nature of Radhika's sister, bringing to Radhika, talking about Krishna and bringing to Radhika. So, they say he's an abadut, crazy. Say something, doing something. I cannot understand him. Sometimes he talk about Krishna and sometimes he bring to Radhika. What is this meaning? Why? Because he is brushing you, cleaning you with Krishna's talk. Because you have to understand that you are Jiva. You, how you will understand Jiva? Because without Paramatma talk, if you practice to Paramatma, you will know your Atma. This is the work of Krishna. Read Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada. He said that only his work to brush you, to understand that you are a jiva, marginal potency. And you can, marginal potency can change in natural potency. When Krishna gives mercy to brush you, to understand you are living soul, then is your normal condition. When this normal condition comes to you, then this normal condition bring you to
pleasure, potency.
You see, it is lovely.
Pleasure giving.
You see, this normal condition without never possible to go to the Radha Dash. So this is very easy, but after pleasure-giving potency will come when you will be in normal condition of yourself, in your soul consciousness. Then Sarup will come to you. Means when you are not in the soul identification, marginal potency, You're not either normal, this is normal, physical, my senses is not abnormal. My body and mind is abnormal. They confuse us. Normal condition is my soul, living spirit of me, of the God. This condition comes, then God's responsibility to bring you there. Because you make relation, soul make relation with Savior, then Savior has a responsibility to bring right place. If you not, he not do, he is not doing his job. See, but before that, Savior will not do anything when you are not identify yourself that you are living soul. He will neglect you, play and do your nonsense. I have no business with you. Jai ho, Baba ki jai ho. Dandavat Maharaja. This is the position. So this normal condition, when come, then he brings to the praise are giving potency, Jai Maharaj. Please sit down. Yes. Go on.
So the one who is supreme is the disciple. He is the subordinate and surrendered to the Guru, to Sri Radha.
Huh?
So Krishna says, Radha Prem is my Guru. I am its disciple. So the one who is supreme becomes the disciple and he becomes subordinate, surrendered to the Guru.
You see, this is the picture.
That's the picture. So,
can you move this paper? Krishna says, who teaches a Guru? Who is the meaning of the Guru? Who teaches? He is the Guru. And you are teaching to me, Radhika, love, I was empty, Krishna says. I have no idea about love. You are the Allah of me, but I have never taste of like you to, inside me. I never feel what is going on in you, why you are mad, why not you are calculating. You are not doing tattva vichar. You are not calculating the philosophy. Why you are mad? I am tattva vichar. He said, I want to take your shelter to become mad like you. So you are my teacher. I am your subordinate. Why? Ashraya Tattva is important. To become subordinate is the whole responsibility of the boss. You see, if somebody is subordinate to you, you will not take care of him. It's a nature. So, Krishna is subordinate to Radhika because he is also teaching and we are also want to learn from Radhika. So why not we bother to Krishna? Because we are all students of Radhika. Why to bother him? The gopis are stopping him out. No, you cannot enter here. Why? You are like me, you are also learning like me. You are God Narayan for out of Vrindavan. Not here, you are nothing here, you are cowboy. Huh? Not more than that. I calculate more than that to you. cowboy and subordinate of my Swamini. You are begging the mercy from Swamini. That is your stage in Vrindavan. And you always give massage to the feet of Swamini. We also do, you also do. Sometimes you want to make decoration of, and then your hand is shaking. Then we pull you out. Okay, wait, you cannot do, because your hand is pulling. You become very excited to touch the face of Swamini. And we not. We are so used to serve her that we never bother to serve. This is the great mercy of Swamini to the Manjaris, to the babies of Radhika. Never to never connection with Swamini. Start with feeding with some mother, Swamini, her breast. The baby has only feeding from the mother breast. No other thing, no food. You see the baby gum? They no eat the grain and the green grass. They only go to the breast of the mother to suck the milk. That's the only thing is food. And you will see in 1 week they will be grown up. They give birth, that time they cannot come up. And in 1 hour, 5 hours, you will see they gain fresh after drinking the milk of mother. How fast growing up. Surprising. So this is the mercy of Radhika. When we take the shelter of mama and not want to run away from him, she always feed us, and make us strong to be a right, nice servant of her.
One question.
You always say how we should take shelter of the pleasure-giving potency. And if I understood, that means to behave like she's behaving. She's giving, always giving pleasure to everybody, especially to Krishna. So how do we practice in Sadagdeha? Because we also can give pleasure in some different ways to different people and support their ideas, this or that. Some are not so spiritual. So how do we do?
Pleasure-giving potency give pleasure in all circumstances. Somebody is in ego and he feel pleasure in ego. You say, yes, yes, very right. Give dandavat and say, Jai, your greatness, your kindness, respectful to him. What is the problem? This is literally your ego will be hurt. And if you have no ego, then you are qualified to become Radhika Das. If you have ego, then you will not do. And when you will not do, then how you are not qualified. And when you glorify him in the negative circumstances, slowly, pleasure-giving potency will give you the capacity to give the pleasure in all circumstances to us. I say ego, same thing, sense consciousness, material consciousness. Every place you respect the different type of other class of person and lovingly caring. Automatic these circumstances will become mercy of Radhika. Never see negative. Pleasure-giving potency, shelter is pleasure-giving potency. The mercy, her name is Karuna,
Karunamrita.
Karunamrita.
Karunamai. Karunamai.
So this is the Karuna. She has the Karuna, mercy. I'm a follower of Karunamai and Karunamrita. And I have no mercy. Crazy. Mercy means all. What I don't want to do, I do for you.
Unconditioned.
That is unconditioned. This is the sadhana. This sadhana will bring you perfect. Bhajan. Bhajan and this sadhana. Behavior every moment of your life. If you are in grihastha ashram, you are in material ashram, you are sannyas ashram, all has to be respectful. All has to be with feeling. You cannot hurt the feeling of anyone. Swami, do this? If she not do, I will not do. That's the point. What she do, I will learn that. I have no business with Krishna and I don't want to follow him. And I don't want to learn. Why I will learn? What is philosophy? I need rasa, not philosophy. Not tattva vichar, raga vichar, rasa vichar. Tattva vichar failed to come to rasa vichar. You see, Krishna wants to follow, take the shelter of Radhika. Tattva vichar failed to take the shelter of rasa vichar. This is Chaitanya.
ये कह रहे हैं कि इधर से जो entrance है ना gate का इस side से भी cover करना है क्या sheet से
नहीं
है ना
वो तो फिर माँ वो हो जाएगा ऊपर या नीचे 3 feet जाल लगा दो राधा रानी is every day is preparing herself how to walk in muddy feet, muddy place, road, night time. So she covered her eyes because night time, how to walk. And she would bring the mud, before was courtyard muddy. So they put there some water. So it become very skitty.
Slippy Guru.
Slippy. Close the eyes and try to walk like this. When there is a skidding, why they are trying to walk? Because many times they sleep also. And the manjari is also sleeping. It's not that you are skidding walking. Why walking when you have a practice? Because you have no practice and you skid, so you want to develop practice, right or not? So many times they skid in the water and the clothes become dirty. But they never stop it. They again stand and then again they close the eyes and again they start trying to walk. Because for them is most important to night time, to Abhishek, meeting with Krishna. And they cannot stop it. And they cannot bother for his eating many times. And they don't bother for the throat to go inside the feet. This one, small thing. I will skid 100 times. I will take the many thorns in my feet. But we will reach with my Swami when she is going to Abhishek to see Krishna.
Jai ho!
This is the goal of life. Please. Hmm. When you come close, then come.
Like us Gurudev, we are also having to slip a lot of times, but we still want to stand up and reach the goal.
That is the point. What is the avishar? When they don't want to escape, to miss the moment of the time, because the manjaris are skitting more. So they skit and they fall down, but Ramani start walking, but manjaris, and then again manjari is running with this muddy water to catch the Swamini, because they don't want to be out of Swamini. If they have to go alone, maybe they will fall down and say, I will go back to change my home clothes and this. They cannot wait one moment. They are running again. They don't bother. The cloth is dirty or thorns are in the feet. Anything. They will not leave the moment association of song. This is meaning of avishar. This is the meaning of moving for goal. Swamini, goal is my goal. If I make goal, then one time is skitting or thorns is coming, I will run away from there. But this is the goal of my Swamini. This is not my goal. I am cooperating to reach to fulfill her goal. That is the thing. How I will stop it? If this is my goal, maybe I will stop it. So you see the Krishna devotees, they stop. They change their things. But Swami devotee cannot stop. Because loudly.
Pleasure-giving
potency. She is the pleasure-giving potency. Any pleasure is coming to Krishna, she is the giver of pleasure. What? Say!
Pleasure-giving potency.
Yes. Remember this one. And see the Bhagavad Gita, last page of Bhagavad Gita. This is the last word, pleasure-giving potency. Prabhupada's word. Last word in Bhagavad Gita. Takes time to search it, but when you will search, life will stop. Any question?
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.